FM. Bex Fitz.
News for you.
An off-air conversation between Channel 7 Melbourne news anchors Rebecca Madden and Mike Amor has been leaked. They were talking in not very favourable terms, let's be honest, about Novak Djokovic and the controversy. We've had to do a bit of beeping.
Whatever way you look at it, Novak Djokovic is a lying, sneaky...
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Now, it has just come out this morning that Channel 7, initially it was thought was that it was an internal leak.
Uh-huh.
It was obviously recorded off a screen, but it was from an internal feed. They've since narrowed it down to an external captioning company that would have got that feed to do the captioning.
Oh,
so
right,
someone
okay.
there's had a listen and gone, that's interesting, I'm going to leak that.
I got to say, though, for Mike Amor and Rebecca Madden, I think their stocks have gone up.
Well,
I mean, everyone agrees with what they had to say.
Yeah, so Mike Amor was probably a little bit more flowery in his language.
I think you got a bull excuse and then fell over his own.
Did they do the right thing by him? I don't know.
No, I don't.
Funny thing about most of the news coverage about this is Rebecca Madden apologises. Rebecca Madden says this. He has seemed to somehow avoided responsibility.
Well, it's because you couldn't hear anything. It was all beeps.
No, it was largely beeped. In some exciting news, though, Channel 9 have hired both of them to do special comments during the Australian Open.
Oh, brilliant.
Which I think
the post-match
will add
interviews.
A bit of colour to the broadcast.
Yeah, look, and as you've said, Limo, there are opinions that are pretty widely held within Australia. A decision is likely to be made on Novak Djokovic by the immigration minister today, given what he has admitted now to doing, which is basically there was a mistake on his entry that said he wasn't in another country 14 days before he was.
Mm-hmm.
He's also admitted to knowingly doing an interview and photo shoot after a positive PCR.
Yeah.
So those comments kind of,
okay.
Like, where's the lie?
Round the room,
he's
just quickly.
Go.
Will he play or will he go? Limo first.
I think he has to go, and I think the immigration minister will make that decision today.
Rebecca Morse.
Yeah, he's got to go. But just back to a bit of context around this recording, and people say that they should be sacked and it's unprofessional. Yes, you have a mic on, and I must admit, when I was reading the news, I did try not to swear, but it is your workplace. You think of the conversation you have with your colleagues in the workplace, the conversations we have during
think of the conversations we have on air.
Songs. Those are private conversations that people don't expect to be leaked. We've all said things that we regret or that we wouldn't want to be made public, mean things about others. You know, we've all had a bitch, and we would hate for that to be made public. So I feel terribly sorry for them, and I don't think they should be judged too harshly on a conversation that they thought was a private one in a workplace. I think it's a bit rough.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.